MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Same with Donnie Pretorius, CEO of Master Drilling. Results for 6 months ending June, all in dollars, saw revenue up 17.3%. Profit in USD down 75%. HEPS in US dollars down 3.2% per share. Donnie, let's start with that operating profit decrease. As I understand, you've got a piece of equipment in the US that is currently not being used, and it's essentially been written down, which I'm not an accountant, but it confuses me because surely it would be used in another financial period.
Simon, that's part that the engineers don't understand, myself included. You know, that's just the way accounting principles work in this part of the world and internationally.
Okay.
So I think the good news is, you know, if the equipment is committed to a project again and the cash flows is positive, then you can actually write it back again. So I think it's a temporary input. The machine is currently, or the machines, equipment currently in our yard, and undergo certain upgrades, and then we hope to get these equipment on projects early next year.
Yeah, okay. So accounting technicalities. I'm not the chartered accountant here either. I mean, all in all, looking at the numbers, and if we remove this accounting technicality, a tough period, but another good set of numbers for Master Drilling. I mean, you're in the right spaces, you've got the right product, you've got some innovation coming through, and mining's always difficult, but it's happening, and some commodity prices are helping.
Simon, I think two things important. One, I think if we just talk about profitability, yes, it was okay, but I really think South America, you know, those guys need to get out of the blocks. I think Brazil with some geotechnical issues, the delay in the committed orders from the Chuquicamata project would really make a huge impact on the profitability of the group, given the amount of machines deployed in that area. And two, very important, we need to get some of the special equipment that we're currently designing, shaft borer, the horizontal boring machine, tunnel borer, and the like. We need to get that over the line. And hopefully in the next 12 months, we could probably see with a bit of luck some of those revenues coming through. And that should really move the needle for the group. And I was saying to people earlier this morning on a call, just take a step back. 5 years ago, the discussion with miners was, please help and save cost. Today, the question is, how can we help to get quicker access to ore bodies? And I think if you just look from a high level down on the industry and where the world is going to, really think what we've been doing in the project space is certainly something that can help the miners and probably add some value to get quicker access to some of these ore bodies.
Certainly. I mean, cost is important, but I take your point. I mean, it is, you know, particularly and randomly, we can take gold sitting at all-time highs. You want that ore out of the ground as much as possible. You mentioned South America. Africa remains your largest market, as I understand, but not your majority of your revenue, but still your biggest market.
Still the biggest market. There's a lot happening in Africa, especially in the gold space. And obviously with the DRC, with copper mines, the likes of Kamoa, Kipushi and all that. So there's a lot of activity in the DRC. But Africa, in the medium term, seemed to be well positioned on the back of the geopolitical uncertainties, obviously supporting gold. And then, as I said, you know, the copper, especially in the DRC.
The equipment. I mean, you mentioned South America, you've got Africa. You're obviously also in North America, you've got the world division as well. How practical and easy is it to move the equipment around the world? Well, is that something which is complex, but you need to do it depending on client demands?
Exactly that, Simon. What we try and do is try and keep the equipment in that timeline. So we try and move from north to south and necessarily east to west. You know, when you start crossing the ocean, it then becomes an issue. You would probably delay projects 2, 3, 4 months, which have a huge impact on your ARPOs. So ideally, in the perfect world, and it's more a theory, is we move north-south, south-north, but ideally not east-west or west-east.
Gotcha. When we chatted last time, you were talking about your digital ventures, importantly, asset-light digital ventures. It's still early days. How's that doing?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the greatest acquisitions that we've done to date. That company is pumping. It's probably today 120%, you know, running at capacity of 120%, really running flat out. And apart from that, I think this company is well positioned now to take on some work elsewhere in the world. So we would like to internationalize this business. We've got already some contracts up in Mexico going, and we hope in the next 12, 24 months to really get that over the line. We need to internationalize this business. I think there's a huge opportunity in the technology which those guys, you know, applied currently in South Africa.
Got you on that. Commodities, if my memory is correct, it was silver, it was zinc, it was nickel, were the big ones, some gold in there. Is that still sort of the top end? I mean, you're broadly across the range, but are those still the big ones?
Yeah, I need to be careful. We're talking about looking at the crystal ball, but I think two leading indicators, right or wrong. I think the shift with the so-called green economy is supporting certain commodities. And we say to ourselves, we need to be close to those commodities, and worldwide, we need to track them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the miners in a lower cost end. And that's typically the commodities like copper, maybe nickel, in some cases lithium.
Mm-hmm.
Cobalt is certainly one. So I think that's the one. The other box is with this geopolitical issues that we face in the world. We were saying to ourselves, I think gold and silver maybe is for the medium term, I think, well positioned. So that's typically, you know, the model that we try and use, right or wrong.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like to split the sort of the new energy versus the geopolitical. Pipeline, how's your pipeline, your order book looking over the rest of the financial year and into the years ahead?
Look, we're sitting on the 600 million, the highest ever pipeline. So that's probably supported by what I just said. You know, if you look at the so-called shift and this green economy and the geopolitical issues,
mm-hmm.
hence the reason why it's probably sitting at 600 million or just north of 600 million at the moment.
And of course, that'll be $600 million. We leave it to Danie Pretorius, CEO, Master Drilling. Always appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.